Hello out there in the land of drama. You guys have reached Jeff and Dyke, segment number two. Very, very good to be here. Thank you. The October, November, December issue of Classic Drummer gave me the wonderful, prestigious honor to have my article, The Jeff and Dyke Drum Clinic, put in the first segment of a whole mess of things that I'm going to be doing on the Great Bonham. And today, I'm going to give you guys a little sound demonstration. Special thanks to Danny Britt, the writer, for his marvelous transcriptions upon the idea. Would not have been able to submit this without his help. I'm not very good at writing on the computer, and I certainly can't see that well anymore, right, to do the work that he did. So, well, remarkable. Get the copy of Classic Drummer, if you will. It's got some real cool things on it. Louis Bells is on the cover, so can't argue with that. Each segment is going to basically build off of a different number and a different philosophy. I'm going to talk a little bit right about number two. Now, one of the cool things right about number two that I like is the aroma of the way you write that the triplet melody almost had kind of like a boppish jazz sort of feel to it. So the first thing right that I wanted to suggest is if you guys are right, like the aroma of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, is to play it as though it had like a boppish element to it. Almost sort of like an old big sit feel. I'm valuing it more in a swing sort of a rumor. Now the next part is just at that same kind of tempo. I think where I would like to come from on it is just actually starting to write the rhythm ahead of it first. And stroke there. I kind of like the way I kind of got that in. I actually meant to hit a tom-tom. Came out all right pretty good, though. Now, where I want to go with this is I want to actually, first off, right, get this part. And I want to fragment this. See, the tempo gets quicker. Now, on. Has a right a real biting kind of aroma to it. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about sort of like a fragmentation of. Now, what I'm going to do is this, and I'm going to come to the snare. The idea really is just by taking right the first, now I'm putting that back around on the snare, That could also, too, be filled up right with other notations. For example, filling it in. That's a right, really right, sort of my next thought, in the sense of right that becomes a right, a solo motif. So everything right into it. What I want you guys right to try to do out there is this: fill up 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the filling is sort of right, really totally up to you guys out there. I was doing. So that's kind of cool. We could also do it right, of course, right too, rhythmically. Now the next part, all right, which I'm really proud of this execution, is this. I want to actually talk, all right, about, it's an interesting invention, all right, that I started to do. When I started to teach this idea, it actually came out, all right, as a result of just the teaching of the idea. It's basically valuing the bass drums as eighth notes. So in other words, every time, all right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4. This is really, really kind of hip. Now, in the second measure, it gets all right that doubling. It's got kind of a bop to it. You really can appreciate it, I think, all right, at more of a quicker tempo. And it really has right that sort of bopping sort of a flavor to it. And of course, right, you'll notice, right, I'm almost kind of like leaning more towards a bebop interpretation. Really, really in that sense. And, you know, one day, right, I should do sort of like a big Sid interpretation upon this, but I want to kind of keep this, right, more into the framework of the bottom sort of style. Now, the last thing, right, that I wanted to talk about is really, right, if you guys would like the aroma of that doubling, to practice the zap-a-da-bum-bum as a doubling. Some guys, right, you get that kind of like slurred sort of feeling to it. So I'm going to actually identify it for today's finale as sort of a motif that way. You'll notice, all right, I can kind of think of it rhythmically. Four, two, three, four. really, really fits well. Really, really quite nice. And finally, I guess that's just strictly a motif. And I'm going to slow this down. Very, very good to be here. Well, first off, right, I wanted to thank Danny, right, for posting this as the second segment. I'm going to try to put together, right, a segment for each month. Basically, right, what's going to happen is as Classic Drummer will release a Rifey's second article, which will basically be coming out more than likely, right, in January, and that'll cover January, February, March. But the second article is sort of like another interpretation of this article where it takes it right into 16. So I'm going to kind of span this out and give you guys a right. Hopefully, maybe the goal, right, would be 6 different presentations. Though there are 9 exercises, I'll probably have right eventually cover more than one, right, in each segment. But very good to be here. And if you guys have any questions, right, about the article, you guys can certainly contact me. And very, very cool to be here. I can be found actually up here at Danny's website. And email, all right, Classic Drummer. Let Billy know, right, what your response is, all right, to the article. And, of course, DannyBritt.com. Very good to be here. Jeff Indyke, thank you for another wonderful pleasure to be able to perform. Good to be here again. And a tribute to the late, great Bonham.